This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A story now about trickle-down economics. Not the Republican fiscal policy kind, but the nonpartisan what happens in one part of any given industry can affect another kind. For us today, it's housing. As real estate continues to wallow a little bit, big picture, people in all parts of the home buying and selling economy are feeling it, including those who might be especially needed in a market like this. Stagers, the people who make your house beautiful before you put it up for sale. Alisa Roth has that story now from Minneapolis.
Chris Ann Evely is walking through this house in a sought-after neighborhood in Minneapolis.
But what's interesting is it already is pretty bright.
Yeah.
So I don't.
She's talking to the real estate agent and the homeowners about what she's seeing. And she's taking notes about everything, from the tone of the lighting in the family room to the red paint in an upstairs hallway.
And the peach is a little bit close to the color of the wood.
So this is how staging works. Before putting the house on the market, the real estate agent figures out who might be interested in buying it. It could be a young couple with little kids or empty nesters who are getting ready to downsize. Then the staging company goes to work. Evely says her company, Stagecraft Home Staging, tries to identify what would make the space as appealing as possible to as many buyers as possible. And then she brings in pieces that'll help set the stage. That could mean something big and involved, like the time she went all out on a kid's bedroom with a giraffe theme. She brought in pictures to hang on the walls and a 6-foot-tall stuffed animal. Evely says it can also be small accents that just help create the right ambiance.
So we always bring brand new white fluffy towels. We'll usually bring a live orchid. We'll bring, depending on the size of the house, maybe some apothecary jars with bath salts in them.
Staging is thought to bring in more buyers, which in turn gets more and higher offers. And it's been part of the real estate business for years. Jen Killinan is a real estate agent in Minneapolis who's representing the sellers of this duplex. She's at this house with Evely for a walkthrough. She says almost all buyers start their searches online, so it's a little like online dating.
You make a decision so quickly on yes or no on a house or a potential date. You know what I mean? You're like, nope, nope, nope.
A slower housing market should make stagers even more sought after because their magic helps make sure buyers don't just swipe past them. But Evely says the slow market is also making business tougher. For starters, there just aren't as many houses for sale.
We have fewer projects, so that's less top-line revenue coming in.
They're taking longer to sell, too. A house might sit on the market for a month or more, and it has to stay dolled up for potential buyers that whole time, which means Evely can't use the couches or orchids or stuffed animals in other houses.
So I cannot reuse that inventory as quickly. Even though I have, say, the same amount of inventory, I have less access to it because it's not going to be free in 30 days.
Staging isn't cheap. Real estate agents and stagers say it usually costs about 1% of the list price to get the house ready. So for a $300,000 house, that means spending $3,000 to fix it up. Jenny Norris is chair of the International Association of Home Staging Professionals. She's been warning members.
Pricing may become more of a factor because, you know, they're going to have to deal with sellers who are strapped or they only have a limited budget. They're concerned about how long they're going to have to pay.
Ideally, you keep staging up until the house passes its major milestones, financing, appraisal, and inspection, in case the sale falls through. Since stagers usually charge rent for furniture and other items they bring in, costs can add up quickly when houses sit on the market, and that can cut into the seller's profits. Meanwhile, Chris Ann Evely, the home stager, is looking for ways to cut costs. Over the last 6 months or so, she's sold off about a third of her inventory and given up several of her storage units. In Minneapolis, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.